Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 25, His Summary. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Mark 12, verse 30. The newscasters were so emotional that they could hardly talk. My eyes filled with tears too. The body of Sergeant Helis, a hero in the mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, California, was being transported by car on the Ventura Freeway. He had given his life trying to save the lives of others. As the procession passed by, everyone stopped in recognition of his ultimate sacrifice. The overpass bridges were crowded with people, as were the side streets. Thousands gathered to honor him. We respectfully honor the heroes who freely and lovingly gave their lives. How can we honor Jesus who gave his life for us? At the time of Jesus, there were 613 detailed statutes of the law established, and the religious experts used to argue about which of them was the most important. A scribe asked Jesus, "What commandment is the foremost, first of all?" Mark 12, verse 28. Perhaps Jesus would respond with a prioritized list that we all could use. Instead, Jesus summarized the law with one key word, love. Love your God and your neighbor as yourself. The Greek verb is agapao, the intrinsically motivated, God-given commitment and devotion, which is the response to his complete, wholehearted love and devotion for us that resulted in his ultimate sacrifice. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4, verse 19. Jesus responded with the words of Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5, recited daily by devoted Jews, and with Leviticus 19, verse 18. God wants our all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. And that's what he deserves, because he gave his all. This response of love and devotion is worth much more to him than anything else we may have or do. May we accept more of his love, and therefore love him more, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3, verses 17 through 19.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!